Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Every day at training camp was just a war. Every day was a battle. And he talked a lot of
I wanted them to understand what it felt like to be in the trenches. And if you don't understand, then you're not going to respond when the war starts. Steve and Luke, all those guys, they come in riding high on the three championships that we won in 91, 92, and they had no, you know, anything to do with it. But yet now they play for the Bulls and they no, dude, it's so we were when I got there, and we get elevated to being a championship quality team. There's certain standards that you have to live by. You don't come pussyfooting around. You don't come in joking and kidding around. You gotta come in ready to play. One day at practice, Phil put Steve Kerr guarding me.
We were on opposite sides in a scrimmage, and he's talking all kinds of trash, and I'm pissed because, you know, we're getting our ass kicked.
Phil sensed my aggression, but he was trying to tone me down, and he starts calling these tick-attack fouls. Now, I'm getting mad because for you to be protecting this guy, that's not going to help us when we play New York. It's not going to help us when we play these teams that are very physical. Next time he did it, I just haul off. I said, when I fouled Steve Kerr, I said, nah, that's a foul.
I have a lot of patience as a human being, but I tend to snap at some point because I'm extremely competitive too. Just not really good enough to back it up usually, but I'm gone. I'm gonna fight.
He hauls off and hits me in the chest, and I just haul off and hit him right in the and Phil just throws me out of practice.
Wow. Okay.
I love it.
All right.
Well, I love it.
We're getting it all. And, you know, it was kind of weird just to follow up on that. He didn't have his phone number. He had to call the team. He goes, hey, I got it. Right. On his way home, he goes, can you guys give me Steve Kerr's number? I got to call and apologize to the guy for dotting his eye today.
Right. So,
called him, talked about everything, and moved on the next day. Crazy stuff, man.
Right.
I got a feeling some of those guys, listen, they all respect how good he is. Like, nobody on that team could say, well, he ain't that good. But there were some guys that definitely thought he was an ass clown. There were some guys that, who was it? Did B.J. Armstrong kind of insinuate that last night? I think himself on the whole thing that, like, look at him, man. He stayed on him all the time. He didn't want to play grab ass. He was all business. He's about as all business of guy as I've ever seen.
Right.
Ever.
You're right. You're right about that.
Like, I was just thinking of guys who we've heard about, and, you know, maybe there were guys that some days just said, you know what, I'm practicing. I'm gonna shut it down a little bit. We got a couple big games coming up. And, man, they old school practice, man. They Pat Riley practice, it seemed like, right. Didn't it? You know,
They did to Scott Burrell also during this whole thing, too. When he used to cover Scott Burrell in all these practices, too, and just crush this guy.
Well, you know, they actually have him. I believe he's been working for CBS on some of this stuff. He comes across as a great guy. Great guy. And by the way, I did not know he was a first-round pick in baseball and basketball, talking about old school when all our athletes played two and three sports, right? Bo Jackson and Deion Sanders and a bunch of other guys. That was pretty common. John Elway played two sports. A lot of guys back then. I don't think you'll be seeing a lot of that anymore, outside of maybe a little track and football that we see from some of the fastest athletes, or we got a long jumper that is playing, where is he playing now? He was playing for the 49ers. Not sure where he's playing now.
Eagles, but I believe he got traded to the Eagles.
Is it Eagles? Okay, so yeah, so God, there's been some guys do two sports, although track is, some would call, like the continuation of football, right? Just conditioning and makes you faster. And every football coach, I remember UM when they were really, really good. You remember that was a big thing during spring. A lot of their guys had missed spring football because they were running, had a great track team, and it was all University of Miami football players.
Right, right.
So they had a bunch of those guys, but Jimmy and those guys didn't, I don't think, really cared because they knew it was just helping them to have a more explosive team offensively. Man, how times have changed. But, yeah, when I heard he was a first-round baseball player, I just heard that actually this morning. I was shocked because I think we're done with those days, right? Of a guy getting
dual
a chance
sports,
to
right.
play too. Well, I shouldn't say that. We have a guy playing for Arizona that's a first round pick, first overall pick in football, and a top 10 pick overall for the Oakland A's.
Right, right, right.
So it does, I guess that stuff does happen. It's not easy to play. I'll tell you what, man. Baseball is a hard sport to play. Baseball is hard. I ain't talking about hitting 200 or 180. I'm talking about playing. I'm talking about every part of that game, whether you're an outfielder, infielder, all the other things. And then once you start hitting fastballs, as Michael Jordan found out, they start throwing you breaking pitches, and then everybody finds out you can't hit the breaking pitch. Right. The next team comes in town. All you're seeing is breaking pitches.
Right.
Kind of crazy stuff.
But still pretty impressive that he hit 202 in a 13-game hitting streak to start his career, whether he saw a breaking ball or not. It's not so bad in double-A ball. Like you got to we'll give him a little bit of credit. He wasn't a very good baseball player at all, probably not even a good baseball player, but it's one hell of a start to his little baseball career by hitting a little bit of – they were all shocked that he was hitting above 200 and the fact that he went on a 13-game hitting streak.
Well, Zach, he started double-A baseball. That's right. Good baseball. Double-A baseball right. Is good baseball. That's not single. It's not independent league. He didn't get the Tim Tebow. Like, they threw his ass right into double-A, and they said they had to because size of the ballpark, security, and all that stuff. So he got kind of thrown into thing. Probably was really a nice story that he was able to do what he ended up doing in that sport. The problem is, he just left the sport in the same city, by the way, because his owner owned the White Sox, Reinsdorf, owned the White Sox and the Bulls. And so now they're watching him at double-A. Meanwhile, they got a hell of a basketball team. And those fans had to be like, oh, God, I wish he'd just come back, like whatever it is. And how impressive. Comes back and wins three in a row and then retires.
Yep.
Three in a row.
It is pretty impressive. I wish that we could go back in time and fix that little gap in between those 2 years and see if that guy could have went for eight in a row. Because it wouldn't shock me at all if he had eight titles in a row at that point. Plus, it'd be fun to watch that Bulls team against possibly that Houston team in the finals also.
Yeah, Elijah Wan and MJ.
Right, right.
Yeah, that would have been. No, there's a chance. I don't know how many more they win after the third in a row the second time. But even without him. And when he came back late right. In the second one, they almost got to the finals twice.
Right. Right.
So it's possible, man, that they run through. They were in everybody's head at that point. If MJ, you know, doesn't lose his father, the chance maybe he stays. Who knows? Maybe he doesn't leave if his dad stays around and it doesn't have what he went through and terrible murder that took place. A guy sleeping on the side of the road coming home. And ends up getting killed. But, boy, I'll tell you what, that'd have been fun to see if they could have got eight in a row.
Right,
because
right.
There would be no speculation at all. That dude goes, I don't think there's much anyway, but a lot of people do. But you win eight in a row, that would have been
put
that
you in a category all by yourself, right. Right.
Well,
right.
Bill Russell-ish. They right. Going right. Back, we can never forget about the old Boston Celtic teams, but – been very, very impressive, man, if they could have been able to do a lot of that stuff. Anyway.
Did you know that Reinsdorf paid him during those two seasons, his basketball contract? I didn't realize that until last night either.
I didn't realize that.
That he got his $3 million salary while not playing basketball. Because, and the reasoning behind it, Reinsdorf said, because he's made so many people in the city so much money. Like, it was something you do not hear from an owner that much.
No.
I wanted to pay him because of all the stuff he did for us. Really? Wow.
You know what's crazy? I used to hear Reinsdorf get ripped all the time as an owner.
Right.
All the time. And he hasn't looked... Of course, he got Jerry Krause, your general manager. You're not going to look bad.
No one's looked worse than Krause during this whole thing. Maybe Scotty at this point.
Well, Isaiah
too. Right.
The whole Isaiah
I'm talking
thing.
About just in the Bulls organization... Reinsdorf did get ripped for a while for being the owner, but obviously Krause is just getting flame broiled through this whole thing, and now it looks like Scotty is the number two guy on the actual in-house Bulls wow list.
David Robinson, the latest to come out and take a shot at Isaiah Thomas.
Yep.
The latest of, you want your image to be a bad guy or a bad boy, as they called him back then, the old Detroit Piston teams. And you're the leader of it. There's going to be guys that don't like you.
Right.
So, I don't know. He wasn't the one knocking everybody down. That's what's so crazy. He wasn't the one going around knocking guys down, but he was obviously
the leader. He was the leader, Joe. Right.
He was by far the best player on that team. No question about that. He was definitely one of the great point guards of all time. We're going to have a lot more stuff to get to, man. Could Coach K be dirty? Zion Williamson stuff is crazy too. And by the way, from a company down here, Prime Sports Marketing, down here, and Zion and Gina Ford and her marketing company with a lawsuit wanting Zion to admit that your parents receive money, gifts, and other benefits from persons acting on behalf of Duke University. And you know, Coach K, like, I didn't know anything about it. He can do what everybody else does. I didn't know anything about it. And the Nike influenced, which helped you go to Duke. Crazy stuff. And now, by the way, doesn't he have a Duke? He's got a Nike shoe, right? He's got his own shoe out.
Right, yep.
Wonder how that thing does.
Oh, I've been working on that for 4 or 5 years now, yeah.
Yeah, right. Been working on that shoe since he's about 14.
Middle school, yeah.
On that whole thing. All right, we got to go to break. A lot more stuff to get to. Stay with us. We'll be back in a moment.
All right, let me give you a quick update on COVID-19 and the coronavirus powered by AirPros $79 service call. Call the pros that know, airprosacrepair.com. Palm Beach County is reopening today. Restaurants and retailers will be able to open for business with certain restrictions. Businesses would operate at 25% capacity. Large venues like movie theaters will remain closed. The governor also announced barbershops and salons will be allowed to reopen in the counties already in phase one. That does not include Miami-Dade and Broward yet. Miami-Dade and Broward already drafting reopening plans that'll follow CDC guidelines. Their target date is 1 week from today, May 18th. Broward considering shops, restaurants, nail and hair salons, along with barbershops and drive-in movie theaters for phase one. Miami-Dade has not been specific yet about the types of businesses, but we do know that restaurants are included. The mayor says that's been the toughest part of the phase one draft. Lots of news going on with COVID-19 and the coronavirus, and all of our updates brought to you by AirPros $79 service call. Call the pros that know, airprosacrepair.com.
Oh, man, I could use a haircut. I could use a Carl's Barbershop haircut, man. I could really, really use one. As soon as I might just shave it. I might just.
Ooh.
If I'm going to be at this house, I'm going to go super short. I think I'm going to do the old school what my dad used to do to my head. Right. And just about shave that bad boy.
Little army cut, yeah. Army.
Yeah, right near it, right? Where you just don't have to do anything with it. It's not standing up, and the friggin' gray hairs are now like 6 feet long and all that stuff, so we can get all that taken care of.
You try any in-home coloring?
Nah, you know what? I haven't done that. Nah, I have not. I have not done any of that stuff. There's no. Like, I went out one day, I didn't even comb my hair. I just put a hat on. Just embarrassing. I did that. So, hey, got some University of Miami got some good news. We haven't talked much about this, but Isaiah Walker, 4-star offensive tackle,
who not only committed to Florida, but enrolled in school, like a lot of the players are doing now, graduated early from Norland High School, went up there and one semester and came back. Actually, I don't even know if he made it through the semester, but came back home and said, I'm staying home and I'm going to University of Miami. This happened a few days ago. I was shocked.
Yeah.
Just a surprise on a guy everybody's been recruiting.
So Joe, I think we're going to let Zach take over for a second here. You're kind of coming in and out here on us. You sound like a little bit of a robot.
We'll let Joe restart there. Yeah, it was a surprise, by the way, that Isaiah Walker did come back to the University of Miami after the University of Florida. He had signed a letter there. We will let Joe come in just a second here. As we were
I asked him about his hair coloring and like he got zapped.
All of a sudden, it just got really loud, and he just got all over the place, right?
Am I any better, or is it still bad?
Much better. No, much better. We asked you about your hair color. No.
I'm having a rough time.
Yeah, you need to sit out for a second here, man. Maybe give us a restart on there.
We'll let Joe sit out this segment here and let him restart what's going on at his house right now. That's what happens when you ask Joe Rose about hair coloring. He somehow just gets a little bit too loud and a little bit too emotional, and then all of a sudden he gets zapped as he did right there. Yeah, the Isaiah Walker story was kind of weird if you're a Gator fan because you didn't know exactly what happened. I don't know if Joe's still there or not. I hear something in the background, so we'll just let him kind of relax until that. 56022, by the way, is our text line. We haven't read really any text yet. It's the Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota text line. Stay connected with us through that. And we'll make sure that we get to John Crotty, who's coming up, by the way, in the 9 o'clock hour. I'll read a couple.
I can only imagine, by the way, what is happening in that house. Like, I just picture him freaking out, sitting in front of his computer, having no clue what to do.
Right. We all know he's not technologically savvy. So if something does happen and we tell him to restart it, sometimes it's a little too much. Someone just said it's Joe's giant cap that did all this stuff to his. And listen, there has been some issues. I'm not going to lie to you. Last night, got a little nervous because all of a sudden around 8:30, we put my kid to bed. I walk into the bedroom, turn on the TV, no internet, no TV, nothing. And I was thinking to myself, the first thing, of course, now I think about is I wonder if I'm going to be able to connect in the morning. So there wasn't the great power.
What's going on in Davie, like, man? Like, what's up with the, you guys got bad wires over there? Or do the iguanas chew them up? Or like, what's going on over there?
Listen, it could be the iguanas at this point. I don't know. I'm not exactly sure. I know that there are a couple different ways to get internet and TV here. Obviously, it's Comcast, Xfinity, and DirecTV and all the other stuff. At this point, it probably would just be better if we just all used rabbit ears and just went with no cable. But the internet is obviously the problem here. My internet's been fine since last night. Joe seems to be a little bit crappy this morning. So we'll just reconnect with him after this one segment. I will read some text messages. Hollywood is here with me. 56022, Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line. Someone said, bench robot Rose Joseph. No, we're not benching Rose Joseph. I do appreciate the text that come in as Rose Joseph. By the way, the one person that started all the Rose Joseph texts, very angry with me. Last week, thinks I'm making fun of them by doing all the Rose Joseph stuff. Nope, you started that yourself. I'm just kind of going on from that at this point. Scottie Pippen changed his nickname to I'm Sittin' Pippen instead of No Tippin' Pippen. That's what Hollywood calls him all the time.
I actually I'm liking Scottie Pippen after watching this. Like, the more I see from him, the more I like.
Right, he's giving off a good vibe here, right? He's not giving off kind of the douchey vibe. He's not giving off the Michael couldn't win without me vibe. It's more of the, and plus, to be honest, he looked really good. If you didn't know the history of when Michael did retire that next season with Scotty kind of running that triangle offense and everything going through him, and he's more the facilitator than he is the guy like Jordan who takes all the shots and obviously, you know, scores the most points. The offense looked pretty good with Scotty there, with the other pieces around him. Obviously not as good, I'm not trying to say, without Michael there. Obviously with Michael, you're a much better team. But yeah, Scotty's getting a pretty good image from all this, except for if you didn't know that he sat out.
I don't mind that. I was just going to say, Zach, I actually love that he did that. I have no problem with him sitting out because you're getting screwed, man. Like, at a certain point, the franchise needs to step up. And like, I know that he signed the contract. But at a certain point, doesn't the franchise have to step up and reward a guy?
No, that I agree with.
And that thing is whole, like, the whole thing was poorly ran over there with, you know, letting that thing break up the way that it did. But well, yeah, at a certain point, you got to take care of your own guys. And yeah, Scotty was getting screwed. And I had no problem with him not wanting to screw up his whole summer rehabbing when he was getting paid nothing.
No, but I'm talking more specifically about the play where he sat out with the Knicks. That's something that will sit with him forever. He even knows that. Even though during the documentary last night, he's the one that came out and said, if I had to do it all again, I'd probably do it the same way. He could have easily just said, I was young, I made a mistake, I was really upset, I should have been in that play, I should have done what was best for the team. But he, you know, he took the approach of, I would have done the exact same thing again. And to me, that was probably the worst look for him in this whole documentary. The dumbest look in the whole documentary is him signing a 7-year, like $18 million deal, and he had to sit with that because he kind of put himself in a terrible position. But then demanding for the trade or renegotiating, yeah, at that point, if you're the Bulls, if you're Jerry Reinsdorf, the owner of the team, how do you allow that to fall as crazy as it did at the end and fall apart? Because wouldn't you, if you're an owner at this point, if you're Mickey Arison or Mark Cuban or even Jerry Jones in the NFL, if you've got that good of a thing going, don't you at that point just say, let me just pay what I have to do and get, like the Golden State Warriors owner, if he has to pay an exuberant amount of luxury tax, but his team is going to be in the finals every single year, you just kind of do it, right? I mean, I know that it's not my money and it's a billionaire's money, but I'm just thinking at that point, you just kind of have to do what you have to do. That's the way I look at it. If you're that good of a team, I mean, the Bulls were in their second three-peat. And before the season starts, you basically say, Phil's not going to be here any longer. I'm not renegotiating with Scottie Pippen. And if Jordan doesn't want to play for Phil Jackson, then maybe he should just retire. You'd never see that. If this was any other team like that, like one of those these days, like a LeBron, like if Anthony Davis and LeBron win two or three straight titles with the Lakers, or Kawhi and Paul George do it, or even, you know, like a Harden and Westbrook, whatever it is, with two or three good players on the team, you just got to kind of ride it out.
It is amazing how it's changed. Right? I mean, they will hire, if you're going to get LeBron, or you know LeBron's going to stay, they will do whatever it takes to keep him.
Right.
They'll fire GMs, they'll fire coaches. They'll bring in certain players. Like, they will do anything it takes to satisfy him, which is how you win in that league.
How did Krause get the approval from Jerry Reinsdorf to break this whole thing up? That, I mean, Reinsdorf's getting a kind of a free pass to a point because he does look like a kind of decent owner at this point. But towards the end there, or that last season, now that we're getting to that in the last two episodes of this documentary, I just look at it and say to myself, Jerry Reinsdorf's got to get a little bit of heat for this. He did okay getting rid of Phil Jackson, knowing that Michael didn't want to play for anyone than Phil Jackson, and Scotty wanted out because he had the greatest contract in NBA history, making about $2 million a year, maybe.
It's just amazing to me, Zach. Like my one of my big takeaways from this show has been the difference in coverage between, I know, like the debate between Michael and LeBron, and First Take talks about every day who the better player was, and I think that's all nonsense, but the difference in the way that those two guys have been covered throughout their careers, like Michael gets this love from the media and seems to get, you know, I don't know, benefit of the doubt from everything, and LeBron was just the complete opposite, and still to an extent seems to be the complete opposite, doesn't he?
Right.
But like, I feel like people don't enjoy LeBron. They're more, you know, people want to see him lose, or they wait for him to screw up or something. And LeBron has done everything.
He's not the lovable guy.
Yeah, LeBron is not a bad guy. Like, LeBron has done everything the right way. And, you know, covering that team when they were down here, LeBron, he shows up to every media availability. He's professional. He's courteous. Like, he's respectful. I mean, I don't know what more you want from that guy, but he's been covered so unfairly his entire career. That to me has been the big takeaway. There's a lot of drama around that Bulls team.
Yeah.
There's a lot of drama around those guys. And Michael gets this, you know, thing, oh, he's an angel, he's this and that. And LeBron is like the complete opposite, and I don't think that's the reality.
Right. And I wonder what the dynamic would be. And I know we're playing the what-if game, but that's what happens when you watch a documentary like this. What if they kept the team together? What if this happened? What if this happened? What if after that 98 season, they all of a sudden have just three-peated again, Phil Jackson's out, Scottie Pippen still wants out, Jordan says he's going to retire because he doesn't want to play for Phil Jackson. What if Jordan has a change of mind and at that point says, you know what, I'm going to go team up with this guy and we're going to try to win? Because that's what LeBron gets ripped for the most, right? It's nothing that LeBron has done in his career on the court outside of maybe not playing good in this game or cramp gate or whatever. But it's because LeBron gets ripped the most because he came together with this Heat big three with Bosch and Wade, and they put this whole thing together. What if Jordan, after that second three-peat, Phil was out, everything was going the way that Jerry Krause wanted, and Mike went and played for another team? Would he still be in everyone's mind the Michael that we think of today? I wonder. It's a big what-if question.
It's interesting. And again, I just think it goes back to the way that the media covered him because, listen, for whatever reason, you know, and I get it, the decision was something that rubbed a lot of people the wrong way, but the coverage never was fair for LeBron ever after that. And that was a bad move. That was a dumb PR stunt. It was a bad move. But at a certain point, you just have to sit back and admire what the guy's doing, and the constant debate of who's better, I think, is so silly because, to me, they're equals, if anything. Aren't they? Like, LeBron is head and shoulders the best player of his generation, and he's been playing. I mean, it's a long time he's been in the league. Yeah. And to be able to be dominant for the amount of time that he has, I think is incredibly impressive. I find these guys to be equals.
Yeah. I mean, they're just, listen, LeBron gets ripped for something different. In my mind, Mike's always number one. It's just going to happen. I lived during that era more than anything. My basketball watching, and I've said it a couple times, was in its prime during that because it was really like high school into college, those six championships.
But, Zach, those 16 seasons LeBron's been in the league, I mean, you have to admit, he's been as dominant as anyone.
No,
finals appearances that just
right.
physically dominating the rest of the league the way that he has. And the fact that he hasn't slowed down.
Right.
I mean, he's still playing at that level. It's amazing to watch him this season. The level that he played at was incredible.
Listen, if Michael would have won, I mean, if LeBron would have won 3 out of 4 with the Heat and three-peated, even if he lost that last year to the Spurs, which he did, but if he would have three-peated, I think we might have been looking at it a little bit differently. The difference with Michael was the what-if game with him. The Spurs won the championship the next year in that shortened season after the 98, the second three-peat. But what if Mike would have went to the Knicks? What if Mike would have done something else? Would he be looked at the same way like LeBron is now because he joined the Big Three? I don't know. It's a big what-if game at this point. But that's just the way it is.
LeBron's been the most polarizing athlete, I think. I don't know. You guys could probably touch on Jordan. I think we got Joe back, by the way, maybe a little more.
But
LeBron has been the most polarizing and criticized, and the way that he's been covered, I don't know that we've ever seen that before.
Yeah. I mean, when did he get to that first championship basically by himself? Was that that 07 season when they lost to the Spurs? And they got swept by the Spurs there. He did it all by himself then from then on out. Even before, you know, he got drafted a couple years before that. But from then on out, it was basically get to the finals or bust for him, right? Like, it wasn't a good season for him until that happened. All right, I believe Joe Rose is back with us. We will bring him back. Say hi, Joe, if you're there.
Check, check, check. Can you hear me?
All right. Joe is there. We'll bring him back on in this next segment.
I'm back.
We do have John Grotti coming up as well in the 9 o'clock hour. Before we go to break, now through Sunday night, 560, Joe is giving you a chance to win a $100 Dunkin' gift card. Visit WQAM.com to register for your chance to win. Something fresh is always brewing at Dunkin'. Their menu has great tasting items to get you going and help you take on the challenges that each day brings during these tough times. They're always made to order. Always made to order, just like the way you like. Go to WQAM.com now and register to win that $100 Dunkin' gift card. Now through Sunday night is your chance to register to get that gift card. So go to WQAM.com. We're back right after this.
All right, we're back, and hopefully working. Apologize for little problems here with the computer from time to time. I swear I have no idea what I'm doing, so it's not me. So I'm just... whatever has been set up for me, I have stuck with, and my engineer is out working out right now. She's not here. That's my daughter, so I'm on my own here while we're going. But 56022, during these crazy times, better known the last 2 months of coronavirus times, that have us all changing our lives as much as it has. Anyway,
do you think it's possible, Joe, that your computer just, like, you told a lie about your hair color, and you think it's possible your computer just blew up at that point because it doesn't like lying?
No, because the computer would have hit me. The nose of the computer would came out and hit me like Pinocchio, man. If I was in a lie, I don't think so.
Well, I mean, this is right after I asked you if you colored your hair.
Nah, you know what? I haven't done that. Nah, I have not. I have not done any of that stuff. There's no. There she goes.
Right, I heard it. Right, I heard it.
Anyway.
No more asking about his hair color. Okay,
Zach, forget that guy, man. Let me be gray and be happy. What do you got coming in, man?
Sorry, bro.
As long as you're gray, happy, and on the computer. That's all that matters. 56022, by the way, is the Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota text line. Here one says, Hollywood sounds real dumb saying he's equal to Jordan. LeBron not equal to Kobe. Jordan and Kobe, both way better defensive players than LeBron. Both Jordan and Kobe were lockdown defenders. Both on first team, all defensive team 9 times. Both dominant offensive players. LeBron isn't. LeBron got dominated by 5'11" J.J. Barrera in the 2011 finals. Held to 17 points a game. End of discussion.
Oh, yeah. End of discussion. Great argument.
Well, that's not a good argument, but...
No, it's not a good argument.
So who do you think's better? I'm going to hear this.
The better thing I just think is so stupid, and I'm sick of hearing. I mean, I know it's First Take's main topic every single day because it's all they have to talk about. But, I think that they're equals. They were both – and Kobe, too. Kobe's in that group of equals as well. They were the best player of their generation, and it's not even debate. Like, it's by far and away. LeBron is the best player of this generation. He's completely dominant, and he's been doing it for a very, very long time. So what is this better than thing? Like, is that, are we talking about if they played one-on-one? Oh, are we talking about like as a team? LeBron, by the way, makes all of his teammates better around him. There's no denying that, right?
Yeah, but I
and this
I
whole
think...
killer instinct thing, like I know everyone's, oh, well, LeBron doesn't have it. Well, you don't think LeBron's intense in practice?
Let me just say this. In the last 5 minutes of a game, I would much rather have Michael Jordan taking over a game, seeing what he's done, what both guys have done, basically.
All right, well, how about this? Would you rather have Kobe or LeBron in the last 5 minutes of a game? Down 7. 5 minutes left.
No, that's fine. Like, Michael's definitely a more clutch player. But, Joe, let me ask you this. Knowing what you know now, who would you, if you were starting a franchise today, who would you take? Went off and played baseball? Who got into his GM the way that he did and ended up retiring? Or would you take LeBron?
Michael Jordan.
Guy left to play baseball. The middle of his prime.
Both. You're not going wrong. Michael Jordan.
You can't go wrong. You can't go wrong with the answer, but right.
I mean, I'm just a huge Michael Jordan fan for the killer instinct and you're right. LeBron's done nothing wrong. He's been a great player. He's one of the greatest players of all time. Whatever batch of guys you want to put him in. But, yeah, I like Michael Jordan a lot. I mean, his game, actual game. I don't know if I like everything he's done, but, man, that dude was there's competitive, and there's competitive. And that dude's, like, a different level, man.
Well, Kobe's closer funny. To Michael with that when it comes to competitive nature than LeBron, right?
People got to stop with this, that LeBron's not competitive and he doesn't have a fire.
No, nobody's
saying playing. How long
not.
Has the guy been playing for? Like, come on. He goes deep. Listen. By the way, all those finals runs are like an additional season that this guy's added on to his body, and he still continues
to play
at an MVP
level. Which guy are you talking
about,
Michael? What are you talking about, Michael Jordan or LeBron?
No, I'm talking about LeBron, the amount of miles that he has on his body. Joe, I mean, come on. And by the way, with the media coverage on these two guys, how about the fact that Michael goes to, what is it, Atlantic City on a gambling binge? If LeBron were to do something like that, everyone looks at my, it's so cool he came back and he played well. What if LeBron did that?
It's a different time, I would agree. Social media is a different thing, and we might have looked at Michael differently and all the other great athletes before we got into all this social media stuff, and there was no TMZ running around looking for police reports and all that stuff. No, I get it. It's a lot different. But your argument about playing all those extra games a little weak considering – Michael Jordan played a lot of playoff games too, right? That's all.
Mike was in 6 finals in 8 years.
Yeah.
Right.
Anyway, what else you got?
How about this one?
In?
You guys should do the research. LeBron has hit more clutch shots than Kobe and Jordan combined. Somebody texted in.
I'm not so sure of that. I'll do the research on that tonight. Right. Well, first of all, what's considered a clutch shot?
Are we talking about game winners at the end of the game? What are we talking about here?
Yeah. When you see that Utah thing and what he did and way he took over that game against Utah with the 125 temperature, he almost died.
I like that. Keep going. This is getting good. What else, Joe? What else? Sniffles?
Blocking shots, getting it back.
By the way, LeBron's played almost 200 games more than MJ has already, and LeBron's still playing at an MVP level.
He's great. He's a great player.
Just so you know.
I know we're sitting here talking about 3 of the greatest players like to ever live. So, like you said, it's fine.
Right.
If I had to pick one guy, that was good. Like, let's just say if I was a president of a team, and you're not going wrong with LeBron, you're not going wrong with Kobe, but that MJ thing, right, that circus would be, that would be hard to beat.
Really? Because our circus down here in Miami was pretty crazy,
yep.
Joe.
It's the craziest thing I've ever seen. You're right.
Says Kobe and Michael have won zero playoff series wins, have zero playoff series wins without Shaq, Gasol, and Pippen. Zero. Those guys with Phil are tied to Kobe and Jordan. No one is tied to LeBron. He can get you guys, he can get guys to win a playoff series as his teammates. Wow, that's an interesting one. So Michael and Kobe have zero playoff series wins without Shaq, Gasol, and Pippen.
Okay, but what's he saying? LeBron played with Chris Bosh and Dwayne Wade were chump change? Like, that's stupid. Right. That's just dumb.
We also took that trash team first time around in Cleveland to the finals, and he won, beat that really good Golden State team with, what, Kevin Love and Kyrie Irving?
Well, where do you put Kyrie? A lot of people wanted Kyrie Irving at the time. He wasn't some chump change player.
That was before
he seems like an easy guy to play with.
I don't think any of these guys, in case you haven't noticed. I mean, you just every time we say something, everybody can have
But don't kiss Kyrie's ass because you're trying to win your MJ argument, by the way. I know you're not a Kyrie fan.
No, I'm not. Not at all.
Let's get Kendrick Perkins on to talk about Kyrie.
I'm not like, we're having this thing like we're taking shots at two guys for one that we like and blowing off the other two, or these guys are, it could be 1, 2, and 3. Except for all the big guys that we leave out all the time when we get into these things.
And Hollywood, someone texted you on the quitting teams thing. LeBron quit multiple teams. He quit Cleveland, then he quit Miami, and then quit Cleveland again.
He didn't quit. It's just not accurate. Like, he didn't quit.
The Cleveland one he quit. The first Cleveland one he quit.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he was out.
He left because his team sucked. And he wanted to go play with better players. Like, I mean, come on,
man. Like, he did. He did.
Yeah, he did.
He didn't quit.
He was done with that team.
Free agent decided to sign with a better team. We see that all the time. Mm. It's just, well, for whatever reason, he got ripped more than others. And I know the decision wasn't a great look, but guys did it back in Jordan's era. Come on. Guys bouncing around teams.
Yeah. Barkley. Barkley went to Phoenix.
Poor Barkley. He tried to chase one down. And
Two. What do you mean?
Chase a championship
Phoenix
down?
And then Houston. And then he went to Houston after, you know, Drexler won, remember.
All right, what else?
Didn't a whole bunch of people join Kobe's Lakers team, too?
I'm done with you.
Karl Malone, yeah, a couple guys did. Here's a good one. Kawhi Leonard's career might end up better than LeBron's. What do you think about that?
You're talking about the guy that doesn't play?
Right, only plays about half the time.
I would not put career-wise LeBron and Kawhi in the same breath. I think you're right about that. I totally agree. I don't know who's a better player right now. I think Kawhi is really, really good. The problem is he's still got that management thing that he has to miss a lot of games, man. I don't know what his injury is. He said something with this injury that can't play a lot of games in a row or something. Anyway.
How could anybody watch the NBA and think that LeBron James and Kawhi Leonard have anything in common? That's amazing to me that someone could see that.
You don't think right now?
I don't think they have anything in common, no.
Okay, well, I just disagree. Last year and this year. Last year, LeBron was hurt, but yeah.
One guy's played 1,200 games and continues to play every game at an MVP level. The other guy doesn't play. The other guy's healthy and does not play.
I said career-wise, they have nothing in common. You asked me right now.
But the last couple of years, though, you got to put Kawhi in the argument. Whether he plays or not, he wins titles.
Why? Because he beat the Warriors backups in the finals?
He did beat the Warriors, though, and he took the Toronto
team. He didn't beat the Warriors. He beat the Warriors G League team.
He did beat LeBron in the finals.
See, that's weak. Don't let him G League. G League's this year. You haven't watched them this year where Steve Kerr's going, I wish our season was over. We don't want to go back and play. You could take us out right now if you want to shorten it. Right. You can just take our games. We're done. We're just waiting to see what pick we get, first or second.
Here's a good one from Hollywood. I think Hollywood sent this one. And MJ's a punk who knew who to punch. I see he never swung on Horace Grant. Yeah, he swung on Will Perdue and Steve Kerr. It's not, you know, not the greatest two matchups, but it is what it is.
Boy, they did make it pretty clear, though, that was the one guy they really missed when he went to Orlando and didn't stay.
Right.
That they miss that guy.
Yep.
That power forward. That also important power forward position, right. Old school and now, still very important, more important now even, right? Mm-hmm. With centers and fullbacks in football starting to die out a little bit.
To go back to the original thing I told you when Joe was off, I just don't like how MJ gets his ass kissed by everyone like he's an angel and LeBron just gets crushed by people constantly.
What are you talking about? LeBron gets crushed by everybody. He's the most popular athlete and has been for a long time. You keep acting like everybody bashes LeBron.
They
like,
don't?
What are you talking about?
Joe, come on now. You covered LeBron while he was down here, Joe. You ever seen an athlete get criticized the way that he did?
So he's going to be.
Answer the question, Joe. Have you ever seen an athlete get criticized the way that LeBron did for every little thing that he did? And still does, by the way.
Well, he did some of it to himself by jumping teams. So you got that's a big difference. I know you don't want to believe it. But Michael Jordan was drafted by the team that he won the 6 championships with, even though he took some baseball time off. And you're going to get – he got criticized. He got criticized for one thing, that stupid show that he ended up doing when he made the decision that he was coming to South Beach to bring his talents and all that stuff. He did a lot of that to himself by jumping ship. And he jumped ship, and we were pissed at him for a while. Riley was pissed at him, so – you're going to get criticized. He really got criticized when he left Cleveland to come down here.
Right.
And we were part of that us against the world, man. It was like, screw you. We got him. Sorry. But he did a lot of that to him. He did a lot to that to himself,
right,
though.
To like, himself.
No matter what you want to say here, and you can stroke him because you're like, you got every one of his jerseys and you kiss his ass more than anybody. You should know that.
I mean, it's not about kissing his ass. I just find it funny when people say that he quit Cleveland or anything like that when he's trying to beat a team in Boston that put together their own big three, and he knew he couldn't beat them. So what is he supposed to do, just stay there and lose?
No, he came down here and gave us 4 of the greatest years of sports that we've ever had in history of this area. We enjoyed it. I think we're all pretty thankful to have him. I think most people were just glad to get the 4 years now that we've had some time to digest everything. The guy's jumped ship. He's jumped a few times. He goes to Cleveland, gives them. He's on his 4th team. All right, or same team twice. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's
it doesn't matter. Still, yeah. I mean, 4 times.
No, it does matter because what he said was wrong.
Well, I mean, he skipped around to 4 different teams though.
Came back to same team twice. Right. So his original team.
Right.
But apparently that doesn't matter to you. You just expect everybody to. Like, understand.
Well, someone texted in that the difference between Michael and LeBron is that Michael went to 6 champ NBA finals and he won all 6. 6-0 in the finals.
Yes.
He didn't lose in the biggest games.
Now, listen, we have learned, I totally forgot, he got beat up by Boston early on in his career, then he got beat up by the Pistons, and then he's getting into his late 20s. People going, hey, man, you're winning these scoring championships and you're a great player, but you ain't sure as hell ain't going anywhere. You're losing in the playoffs every year. And then they got to figure it out. He did most of that damage in his 30s.
Yep. All right.
Anyway, you got one more for me here? You got Hollywood all fired up here.
Hollywood is very aggressive today. That was a text that just came in.
No, I'm not being aggressive. I just, again, I don't find the coverage to be fair on LeBron the way that it is on Jordan. And Jordan has a lot of negatives going for him, which we've seen in this documentary. And LeBron just continues to get blasted by people.
Well, one guy's playing right now, and I don't think he gets blasted. You act like everybody blasted him. Like, I don't think a lot of people blast LeBron James. Who's blasting LeBron James?
Zach,
when he changes,
I mean, can someone jump in on this? Because LeBron is the most heavily criticized athlete I've ever seen in my lifetime. It's not even close.
Yeah, because the coverage is a lot different now. That's true. It's just a lot different.
You don't think Kevin Durant gets blasted as much or more?
Oh, no. You're right.
No, I get it. Kevin Durant's out there fighting with, like, high school kids.
But he still gets it.
He does, but Kevin Durant's not on the level of LeBron, so it doesn't even matter.
But everybody gets it different now because coverage is different now. This is not the same coverage.
Kobe had to put up with. I remember doing radio shows. Kobe ain't no Michael Jordan. Kobe this, Kobe that. Kobe doesn't do. And if you were a Shaq fan, you were down on Kobe. Like, I mean, come on.
It's just silly because, and again, Joe, like, even to go back to, like, your playing days, so you hear these stories and we just sit and laugh and it's, oh, it's this and that, it's funny and whatever. If that stuff happened now.
I don't think anybody's going to rip anybody too badly in the city they play in when they're competitive in the way of winning championships. Who's going to rip Michael Jordan? We've seen how he behaved, and you've seen it, but he brought it, man.
Joe, like, if anyone, I don't care, Dwayne Wade, whoever it is, flew out of here during the finals and went on a gambling binge for a couple of days or whatever and came back, and we found out he was in a casino, like, there'd be pictures, guys would be killing him.
What are you talking about? Are we on to Dwayne Wade now?
No, we're on to anyone. You just said if it's a guy in your town who's a highly regarded athlete who's winning, that it's okay. Like, you're basically saying it's okay. And again, like that Jordan thing, we just look back. Oh, it's really cool what he did.
Well, Dwayne Wade is, he owns the town, man. No matter what he does, we don't care. Oh, that's all right. Oh, all right, he broke up with his girl. That's fine. Like, nobody cares. Like,
yeah, and if he flew out of town to go to a casino, you'd be the first person to rip him the next morning.
What are you talking about? I don't care.
By the way, Jordan did get ripped just by his local people more than the national people. The local guys crushed him.
Yeah.
Especially after losing that game.
Apparently, he didn't see that part of the show. Like, that.
He got crushed by Michael Jordan. Media.
He did not get exactly a hall pass every night. Although it's kind of hard to get on a guy that leads the league in scoring and wins championships. That's all fans care about.
No, but it's easy to get on LeBron, though, right?
Oh, God.
Because he never wins.
Jesus, you're getting to be a petty little bitch. That's what you've turned into. God, going right back to the same thing. 9 o'clock hour.
Get your head out of MJ's ass, Joe.
John Crotty's coming up here.
All goes back to going that day your son was born. That's
man.
It.
Oh, God. That was the day. That's it. Gave up. The day gave up the marriage.
I guess I got to like Kobe, right? If I'm in the middle of this triangle argument, I'm going to go with Kobe's.
See, he got blasted, too. You know, I'm thinking of things that happened to all those guys. You know, whoever it is, like, nobody's perfect, man. We all make mistakes.
Kobe is flying back and forth from a rape case in the middle of his playoffs, right?
He was. By the way, that man was coming back and kicking ass when he did come back. Like, he got on that court, nothing effect, not even friggin' what was going on. Right. Hey, I want to tell you about Michael Cacci at Choice Mortgage. It's gotten a little ugly here, and people are getting a little fired up. Well, listen, you're going to get real fired up with good news when I tell you about Michael Cacci at Choice Mortgage. Refinancing, get it done while you got some time. Get it done. Save hundreds and hundreds of dollars by refinancing with these low rates right now. It's crazy, and if the banks have said no because your credit score is not what it used to be, don't worry. Let Michael Cacci take care of that. Listen, Michael Cacci at Choice Mortgage works 7 days a week, early in the morning, late at night. I'm not taking shots at banks, but right now, the banks are really dealing with the perfect people out there. And Michael Cacci's helping everybody. That's the thing about it, man. No matter what it is, credit card debt is huge right now. There's a lot of different reasons that people want to refinance, but to save money and pay some things off, whatever it is, Michael Cacci at Choice Mortgage can help you get the perfect mortgage for your situation. He's been in business since 1994, got a AAA rating with a Better Business Bureau, equal housing lender, NMLS 166254. Here's his number. Call or text him, 561-441-2730. That's 561-441-2730 for Michael Cacci. Call or text him today. Fantastic service and the best damn rates going.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.